There's so much that we need to share. So send a smile and show you care.
Alrighty, everybody. This is James Martinez. This is Cashflow. We're back for August 27, 2008. We're going to be back with Bob Nevert here in just a moment. I wanted to make a little announcement that I just got off the phone. Finally, I've been waiting for a phone call. I know a lot of you have been trying to wonder whether I'm going to have Brad Daly here on or not, and I believe I am going to be able to do that shortly because I've had a lot of inquiries about, does Brad Daly exist? Is he around? Yeah, he is around. He is alive. He's still dealing with clients, and he's been quite busy dealing with that. Also, some of your emails that have come in asking me whether or not to, if they can use some of these archives on this radio to play in classrooms. The answer is yes. You may be able to do that. I'm sure the producers wouldn't mind that, and we can't really control that anyway. So all you got to do is set up your computer in classroom, and then you switch it on whether you want to hear it live or tape delayed or whichever. And obviously, if you have specific questions that are coming from the classroom or wherever it may be, you can go ahead and email those in, or you always have the ability to call in during live, or you can send us a little instant message here as well. Okay, so without further ado, let's just get straight to it. Bob Nevert, are you there?
Yes, James. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Very good. I was wondering if you have any anecdotes or stories that fits into what we've been talking about, or shall I go forward?
I think you should go forward. Other than I do want to hear, I did get your forward about the review of IOTheUSAMovie.com, and I do definitely want to discuss that at some point.
Okay, well, let's begin now, if that's on your mind.
Yeah, I read it over. I mean, I didn't get a chance to see it, so I don't know, but I'm presuming based upon the trailer and some of the information that's been posted on the website, it's more of the same, but agendas and people in positions are just prepping people for something else other than only. It's not for the people, it's for them. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And do you have any comments about it?
No, I don't think so. Not right now. Since I haven't seen it, and I'm not really interested in talking about it from my point of view. If you have some points to make about it, then and you've
no,
get it done.
I have
that,
not had
so.
I have not had the chance to see it though. But I did look at the reviews, and the only one that I saw that was critical was the one that that you sent to me, which was interesting. So when we both have a chance to see it, we can comment on it. But go ahead with whatever you were going to speak to about today. I want to go ahead and begin there.
I want to continue about this theme I'm developing about what our soul is. Mm-hmm. And last week we emphasized the point that our modern media landscapes are our soul. I think we got that far, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And so now what happens when these media landscapes shrink and they become very tiny? What is left in the perceiver of the space they think they occupy? That's the question that I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if their soul is disappearing, the soul landscapes are getting tinier and tinier, and the human mm-hmm. being with these landscapes attached to them is perceiving something that is greater than themselves. How can they do that if there's no landscapes to provide that, not necessarily illusion, but vibrant reality? It comes to a question of we meet each other now in our chemical bodies or physical bodies, and we know, subconsciously at least, that the person we're interacting with has these landscapes as their soul, and we share them. And if they start to disappear, we are looking at each other with no way to measure each other,
mm-hmm.
no way to determine what is the collective space that one is occupying and is sharing with others.
Right.
So what would be the reaction to that? The reaction to that would be to be very careful, be very cautious. And that has happened in the banking world, but socially, it's what people call the very conservative nature in terms of public expression of the younger people. Have you heard of that cliche? That they're very conservative?
No.
Okay. Well, it seems to be a normal perception in the TV body landscape, which is the regulator of what people think is the space that is determining what we are collectively.
Right.
Now, that has no impact for people because they're living more in their chip body landscape, and that's their soul. So, therefore, we would retrieve the TV body landscape with more firm resolution to keep it going, to have a sense of something outside of us, which our soul engages with. And so, therefore, in terms of stereotypes and images that the TV body landscape expresses, this would be what younger people would immediately prop up. So therefore, in terms of public expression, they are, quote, conservative and believe in, will state that they believe in all-American values that over the last 30, 40 years, many previous generations have thought they should change. Now they're confronting young people who believe in terms of what they express when they're interviewed in the TV landscape. They're very old-fashioned, so to speak. Now, that can be explained as an effort for the young people to be ecological. They need to retrieve the TV body landscape and say that it's there so they can have the alibi to be anarchists on their chip body expression. So in the chip landscape, you see more and more people expressing themselves through amateur porn. And so in the chip landscape, the religion of personal creating of their own spaces is what these young people really believe in terms of their soul, their ability to express themselves, even though it has nothing to do with what they say about America. So they, the American stereotypes. So they are complete, in relation to older stereotypes of community, total anarchists in the chip body landscape.
Yeah, that's right.
Yet when they enter into the, that's probably why you couldn't say they're conservative, you know, on the surface when I presented it to you. But now we're making a distinction. So as they present themselves in all kinds of radical, anarchistic, anti-social, anti-old versions of social space, or what we call decency, which came out of literate values, as they express that, they have to juggle the TV landscape and actually contradict themselves. So they would not see this as schizophrenic. They perceive the TV landscape and the chip body landscape as separate entities, as but part of themselves. So the actual juggling of these two landscapes, plus whatever they're like in person, and what they believe the spiritual is, whatever images they come up with, we know they really express their deepest commitment to maintaining the TV landscape and the right to express themselves in the chip landscape. Now, looking at American Idol and the kind of statements by people who win or lose and talk about their lives, I think that's a good document of what I'm talking about. You ever noticed on American Idol how they are very, quote, normal in their aspirations of performing well on the TV landscape? But if you actually looked at their MySpace sites, it's totally, I won't say original, but it's very eccentric and assertive of their own spaces, not the bland self that presents themselves when they're interviewed for American Idol and hope to do well and win at all.
Right. So you're saying the difference between is producers, packaging, coaching, guiding these individuals, or and they get a projected image that's kind of framed correctly with the right clothing and the right style for who they are, and then on their MySpace page, it's complete total opposite.
Yes, and they know the TV landscape has its rules, its laws, and they're willing to adapt to that, but they don't see that as an invasion of their chip body personality.
Right.
So what I'm saying
declare
is
declare who you really are on the chip landscape.
Yeah, and they don't see that as hypocritical. They understand
that they have.
Beg your pardon?
I understand, yes.
Yeah. So they understand that they have more than one body. And so the juggling of at least the TV landscape and the chip landscape and what they think they're doing in their chemical body to perform as a social relevant citizen, which usually is strange, they actually look like zombies.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
They act like zombies. But the new soul is the juggling of these four bodies.
Yes.
And that is why the younger kids have very strong corpus callosum. That is the part of the brain that is being developed today. So they actually have moved into levels of soul imaging of themselves, which is not one image, but the juggling of the images they have of the audiences of each body, all right? Mm-hmm. The actual juggling of that, what I call the tactile interplay, is the modern soul today.
Yes.
Which is incredible. And no previous religion, whether a minor or micro religion or a major religion, can meet those needs. But you do have the phenomenon in the Catholic religion, at least, of the Pope, the recent Pope, presenting these World Catholic Youth Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of kids expressing devotion to a particular religion that maybe their chemical body was raised in.
Yes, yes.
And so they will be devoted. Probably if you went to one of those World Catholic huge stadiums with all these kids, they've probably got their cell phones, their instant messaging happening while they're in listening to the Pope, right, in the stadium.
Exactly, right.
And juggling their allegiance to the history of the Catholic Church and the image of it represented by the Pope, plus their chip body, plus their ambitions to get to L.A. and get into Hollywood. And then maybe they probably personally have no understanding of Catholic theology and don't go into that part, but they have a theology, if you interview them, on what they think their spiritual life is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to show there's four aspects so that these kids are not schizophrenic, and I don't mean that to be a derogatory term, but they're not split. They're actually quadrophenic. They're juggling four aspects. So what you can see that the juggling of these four aspects that the young kids know, but the older generation have no clue about this. And so that they are doing the ecological work today of maintaining a sense of social space. And the actual work of that is the juggling of the four bodies. Now, no one's ever heard what I've just said before, but you've heard me build up. You see that when you meet people, young people, and more as they grow, they're older people, mm-hmm. in their 30s and 40s, you're looking at four people.
Yes.
Four landscapes.
I'm aware of that. Whether they like it or not, it's what they are. They don't want to admit to it, but that's what's really happening.
Right. So now in politics, represented in this decade by the George Bush II image of a non-communicator, he is actually responding to the juggling of the bodies by young people by not confusing the issue by imposing his information on people. And the actual accusation that he lied about the war mm-hmm. does not register a huge disgust in terms of people actually getting their chemical bodies in the streets and protesting it on a massive right. level that a lot of the older baby boomers thought should have happened in 2003, 2004.
Right.
The point is that the kids recognize he has the right to make up stories about why he's justifying the operation of America.
Now, why
on
is
the
that?
World stage. You follow
why?
What I'm saying?
Well, no, not that part. Why are they thinking that he has a right to do that? People just expect that and allow it, but why do they think that he has a right to do it?
Because the chip body MySpace landscape, that part of themselves that's living in the present most advanced medium, knows that you make up your own information. You create a fiction about yourself, even though it's not fictional in the sense of hypocritical. It is the right to express and create your own space.
So you're talking about your personal projection on the digital environment and how it's how everything from the color to the font to the type to the picture to the all of that is what you're referring to?
Exactly. There's not an argument whether something's real or truthful or not. You're just creating an environment that is
right.
your mask, your personality
right.
of the chip body. So that the old-fashioned newspaper media complaining about George Bush lying and trying to have investigations missed the point that he's not lying. He has the right to create his own space to justify what he is saying about protecting the United States.
I mean, because if younger people are doing it and they understand that, so they justify him lying to everybody because he's allowed to have his own space as well.
Yes,
so
they don't see it as lying. They don't see it as lying. They may object on the chemical body level of people being killed, but they cannot implement a protest, a revolution, a reform, a stopping of the operation that Bush does on the chip level, including, just bring it over to Wall Street, the fact the Federal Reserve is able to pump in $200 billion every 11 days, I've been doing it for months, even though they have no money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get people, younger people, to see that that's a problem because they know that making money is a total fictional operation, an image operation, a chip body landscape, and the Federal Reserve can announce whatever it wants to.
Uh-huh.
So the making aspect of the super creativity of the chip body landscape organ that we're living in is not appreciated in our personal expressions, understanding what's going on in our social spaces.
So when a person has, for instance, like let's say they take a household name actor, they have the ability, they have their embodiment of people interpreting who they are when they watch them at the movies, when they're looking into the past, and they get these ideas and react to that particular actor. But that actor, not only does he have to manage that image, but he can declare his image and create an image for himself on the digital landscape, as can everybody else if they have the time or willingness to do so. And you're saying because that is universally across the board, our acceptance of the ability to decide who we want to be on the web is what has given us, I think what you're saying is giving us some kind of acceptance of Bush lying all the time. We just because everybody knows that he's lying all the time. Nobody I know likes it. Nobody likes what's going on. But they just accept that that's just the way it is.
Yes. When you meet their chemical physical body, they will object to you personally. But they're not. Actually, the kids are not being honest that they have three other bodies that have different views on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get someone's opinion, you're only getting 1/4 of their soul. And they will be adamant within that framework one-on-one with you. So the question is, as we meet each other today, oh, and also just to supplement, most people think Bernanke is lying about the economy.
Right.
Right? And so there's lying going on all over the place, but only the old literate medium of the newspaper, which comes out of the 18th, 19th century, which demands standards of expression and freedom of speech and what you're saying has to be based on literate printed facts. They're the only medium that's objecting, and they're just a tiny part of the old landscape. So they don't have any impact. But people do need to read newspapers to keep that medium going. So what I'm saying is that the lying and accepting of creating your own spaces is the law or the effect that the chip technology brings in. So we're trying to show how each new medium determines the social understanding of itself, and that on a collective level cannot be fought against. You cannot fight the effect of the chip body.
So
you know what I mean?
What I'm kind of interpreting is that is if you can fake anything. I remember you were saying that on the web you can fake anything. So you can create an image on the web. And everybody else can too. And if that chip image and people visit that and create ideas, then when they meet you in the flesh, in the physical body, there would be...
They might talk about their chip body, but they don't relate it to what they say to you in person. And they don't understand. You see, I'm saying that the kids instinctively juggle the four bodies as quadriphenic.
Right.
But they have no way of articulating why that is. They just feel that's the way it is, and they know that when a new medium comes in, it causes this. They don't know the United States was created by the printing press, right?
Right.
They don't know the significance of that. They just respond to the water they're swimming in, and they know they must juggle four aspects of themselves. If you turned off the chip landscape with a Marty Kaiser's EMP antidote and knock out the transmission of digital Niagara waterfall of information, then they would wake up to what has happened to them or why they only have three bodies now, maybe. So
What would happen? I mean, if there was an EMP and we were out, what would that do besides chaos? Besides the obvious chaotic issues, what would that do to, if it stopped all of a sudden, to relationships with people face to face at that moment? If you were to say, okay, we could create a scenario of that happening, how would you see people if they were cut off that way for like a week? Would they have withdrawals?
Oh yeah. If suddenly we were cut off right now, and your computer there, and you're looking at your computer and trying to stay on the air there, all that goes.
The lights
you would
go.
You'd probably check your phone, cell phone, see if it worked. Nope, not working. Mm-hmm. Then you turn on the TV.
Nothing.
Now that probably would be affected too, though I'm not sure how much power or what the stations would have to counter that. But let's assume the TV stations go out too.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd walk out in the hall of your building or out on your lawn.
Right.
And you start talking to somebody. And at that point, that's where the chaos comes in.
Because nobody knows where to get information about what's going on.
Right. And so it was, all of a sudden, a big chunk of the cells are amputated. And that would be chaotic. So you cannot have that happen. Because of the strange, some people might think, oh, people would get together and start pooling their what's in their fridge for a week, and then find some place to grow food or raid some place that has food. There'd probably be Good Samaritan efforts. There'd be criminal efforts made. But that's why, if we're going to have a chip landscape, we need 1984 quadrupled. You need surveillance as much as possible on all possibilities that doesn't happen. It's like McLuhan used to say that the TV environment is way more dangerous than the atom bomb. And intelligence agencies knew this. So that's 40, 50 years ago he said that. So the chip landscape is way more dangerous than the Ebola virus on a mass level.
I don't understand why. Why? Explain that.
Because so many people around the world would be affected instantly, whereas the Ebola virus takes a while to travel.
Okay.
You know, let's say the Ebola virus does get out or some virus like that, and people are dying in 3 days. That would take a while. But if the Ebola virus was launched at the same time as the EMP, you'd have all this chaos and people trying to coordinate some kind of social coherency and develop a new temporary soul of the greater good or the greater togetherness. And then people are dropped like flies because of the physical problem that's hard to comprehend, but the effects of the chip body going down are more rapid than the virus. And people wouldn't know where the virus was because they wouldn't be able to find out who's tracking it. So
okay.
I'm trying to just show that we have created an environment that's way beyond the issues of freedom of speech or freedom of privacy and protection of privacy and the hacking stuff that goes on. All these things, the huge surveillance that the Patriot Bill came in and other countries are doing, is the only way we can feel the soul of protection. The community is being protected.
All right, hang on protection. I want to talk about the soul's protection when we come back. All right, this is James Martinez, special guest today, Bob Neverett. coming to you right back after this. Stand by, everybody. Everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Do you want to spend more time with your family? Are you looking for a way to incorporate your financial dreams in with your hopes for a better life for you and others? Well, it can be done, and the Family Value Network is the place to start. At Family Value Network, they believe that in order for the general family dynamic to become one of health and vibrancy, families need to be together. And they believe that home-based income opportunities offer families a chance to do that and to build a secure future, which is why the Family Value Network has created the online place for creating personal wealth with home-based income. At the Family Value Network, their greatest desire is for global shift of consciousness, to create a place for a network of families excited about reaching their highest potential. Do yourself a favor, see what it's all about. www.familyvaluenetwork.com. Take your future in your own hands and make a difference in the world while you're at it. FamilyValueNetwork.com. The life you've always dreamed of has already begun.
You're listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
Right now, it's exactly where we left off, because I had a I had a thought there. But what were you talking right at the end there about the soul of?
I was talking about how the Patriot Bill is an act of Christian charity. The surveillance of all the data, as to the degree they can do it, and recent news stories say even that's hard to do because of the 41 million hackers, right?
Right.
41 million accounts being hacked. The idea of an Orwellian surveillance of you is not the correct way to image that the chip body mandates, since it could lead to chaos if it's turned off, it mandates incredible surveillance on all levels that the Patriot Bill brought in, right?
Right, right.
And then I'm saying also that the images of our global mess, supposedly, like Gore's global warming documentary or right. Leonardo DiCaprio's 11th Hour, those kind of documentaries are so inadequate because they're emphasizing certain aspects of traditional, messy, polluted images, when actually the ecology that young people and the whole society is engaged in is on the level of second coming, in biblical terms, harmony. We have actually actualized the in Christian terms, the body of Christ as a secular technological situation because of the complexity that's implied, yet a lot of it doesn't fall apart, and everybody can juggle their four bodies within reasonable social harmony. There's particulars, there's people dying of cancer now due to inadequate medical care, bad funding, and no social cost of the hospitals provided for the public, large part. These particular problems of the chemical bodies are swamped by the larger issue, like McLuhan said, atomic bomb, not as dangerous as TV. Keeping the chip landscape is way more important than preserving people's bodies, all right? Because the collective idea that the chip body mandates is the dominant soul. And the juggling of those by the average citizen of the four bodies is a tremendous ecological gesture. So how could Gore or DiCaprio express that in their movie? They don't even go near the issue, what I'm calling the issues, and not even noticing that the ecological redressing of balances among the four bodies is being done pretty good today, as long as you don't put your normal traditional ideas that you're taught in school about what an American citizen stands for. You do express those values when you're interviewed on TV, right?
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
But they have nothing to do with the way you're living.
Right.
So everybody's the four bodies.
Everybody's a liar and a hypocrite.
That's right, and yet they're not that, if you understand what I'm saying. I understand
right.
why people have to be split-brained or multi-brained and say different things in different media.
Right, yes, exactly. No. So let's go back to the Patriot Bill for a second. There's surveillance of the surveillance of the surveillance. Now, you're saying that's great and absolutely necessary, right?
Yes. Wow. Now, remember Marty Kaiser, in your interview, talked
yes.
about how he would provide an antidote for the FBI. Then he'd have to run over and make a similar technology or counter to the FBI for the CIA.
Right. Yeah,
and he's running around these government bureaucracies, providing the same technology, the latest development he came up with, each one of them. And he seemed a little despondent, at least publicly, about how hopeless it all was.
Right.
And so he thought EMP would be the solution. I'm saying that he's missing the perception of the juggling of all these environments. As long as he can handle the idea that he's creating an environment with his latest inventions, and he should not bring his personal ideas of what the chemical body's values are in doing that. If he does, he'll get depressed.
He's one of the architects. So what's interesting is he's been one of the architects of the entire thing way back when,
in
terms of technology-wise. But I still don't understand what the pros are of this. I mean, because from what I see is like, if they're going to surveillance us, whoever they are, whoever's in charge of the machines, and those machines are invented by an individual person, and somebody decides, okay, they want to do a layer on top of that invention, like these new phones. You know, you got a phone come out, new phone, Apple's going to come out with a new phone, and then they wait a while, make a bunch of money off that, and then milk that for a while. Then they put another layer of technology on top of it, and now you got to go get a new one. Same thing for, you know, this person's spying on you, and this one's, we got stuff over here to counter the spy. So it just never ends.
It's not going to end. It doesn't end from the chemical body's point of view. But when you realize that the chip landscape is, in old-fashioned terms, the machine working for itself. So I don't like using the word machine because it evokes old tyrannical 19th century or early 20th century images. I'm saying that the technology is working for itself, accumulating itself, improving itself, with slight intervention by human minds, we're still in there somehow working on the coding. And you could say, well, no, it's all made by human and human thought. But the effects of those environments lead to the very statement and complaint you just said. It looks purposeless. It looks meaningless. But that's it. That is because you're just using it from your chemical body perspective. You have to, the chip body, let's say the TV body perception of the soul is, I accept the machine going on, endless programming, endless new improvements 24/7. The chip body aesthetic is, I can talk back to it and create my own space. So the juggling of that means that the I, that just James Martinez's I, you know, not E-Y-E, but the pronoun, or whatever it is, the capital letter I, that I expressed a response. But that is just one aspect of yourself. What about the James that is living and still surviving? The last plane you're on didn't crash.
Right.
Just think, the real cities, in hardware terms, are the airports today. That's where millions of people are interacting and getting on planes, the planes being their global subways. And just look how few accidents are happening. I'm assuming they're being reported when they happen, right?
Right, right.
But just look at the ecology of work that goes in there. You should be, if you're in the airport, you should be walking around hugging everybody you see for helping to keep the ecology going.
Yeah, that'll be the day. See, but that the airport, that's not precisely true either, because the airport, the surveillance and the checking of the chemical body and your chip body, because you got to run all your equipment through all their stuff.
Yeah.
When you get there, so the airports are under surveillance. They invent. I mean, they're the primary places where surveillance is looked at the most.
And everybody accepts it.
Yeah, they just accept because they can't get to the point B without doing it.
Right. Let's say their chemical body accepts it. They might instant message while they're waiting in line complaining about the way the authorities are making people take their shoes off and all that stuff. They might be texting that and saying something different on there. They might even be videotaping themselves in the lineup and posting it on their MySpace right away.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
With a video blog.
Hmm?
So, you know, we have to look at the what the mouth says, what the eye says, and that's just the chemical body organ. I have to look at what my television body says, what my chip body says, and those are other languages that are not taught in college. You're only taught English or Spanish or I don't know what you're taught in college. It's so irrelevant what's taught in college that they don't teach kids anymore. They pass them whether they understand anything or not.
Right. Yes.
And so that is, if you say that George Bush had to go into Iraq to save the oil industry and all that blood for oil rhetoric, then the teachers are doing the same thing locally. They're keeping the printed mandate form of education going, and it's a kind of warfare on the population. So they're as violent as Bush preserving the oil industry, because the textbook industry of the schools, which is the main industry in the schools, is being carried on by all those teachers who are unionized and have big say in the Democratic Party, apparently.
Okay, hang on a second. So I thought that was interesting what you said, that a person can express their grievances about the situation in real time, almost real time, and while they're waiting in line at the airport and bitching and complaining because they got to take their shoes off, they got to have all their electronic equipment, they could be digitally videoing themselves as the process happens, as the their chemical bodies are going through the actual airport. They can take an expression of their digital selves, put all that down, put it up on their MySpace page, put it, how it expresses themselves or their disgust for it immediately.
Yes.
As soon as they walk through, it's done, and then now it's out all over the place. Okay. That can happen now. With that happening, what do you say, what's the benefit of that, other than the person to be able to express themselves? They still have to physically. So you're saying these two issues themselves, these two actions, the juggling of those two concepts are inevitable anyway. So it doesn't matter. And now that I understand just a little bit, we're in a worse place than I thought now.
Worse place. We're in a worse place in terms of what your mind, chemical body mind, would say about the issue. So the ecology here is that the chemical body is in the lineup, and of course they won't be able to instant video blog once they get right up to the monitor, because they got to turn that off and go to the machine. But while they're waiting in line for 10 or 15 minutes, they could do this. The ecology is that the frustration the chemical body is feeling can be expressed in the video image and whatever you say about it. Hey, look what I'm going through. Isn't this ridiculous? I hate President Bush. I hate the Al-Qaeda. I hate the government that bombed the Twin Towers, whatever you think it is, you know. But you do not take that and start talking to your neighbor in the lineup and says, we ought to start a protest here. You would not do that. You accept, like a total a zombie of 1984, the image of a big, you know, big brother. You accept that. But the point is, if you didn't have yourself video blogging, you wouldn't be able to release your expression and say it. So that is your statement. Your statement is on the video blog, not what you're doing in the lineup. What you're doing in the lineup is another kind of statement done by the chemical body, which is agreeing to the process and accepting it. So the idea, if you took astrology and said, well, you're a Gemini and you have these kind of characteristics, but he's a Pisces and have those kind of characteristics, the very mapping through astrology is so limited because it's just talking about the chemical body. New astrology would have to say, well, a Pisces chip body does this, and a Pisces TV body does that.
Well, listen, as far as a supplement to what you just said, I just saw footage. I bet it was, I don't know how long it took. It probably came out 5 minutes after it was happening, but the Democratic National Convention, there was a lot of social unrest, and people were filming it and documenting and expressing their grievances on camera in real time, putting them up on the web as it was happening during the Democratic Convention.
These are people outside protesting?
Yes. Peaceful protests and all the cops. So they're putting themselves into the digital environment while their chemical bodies are walking on the pavement. You know, it almost happened right away.
Right. So who is their audience? The audience is not the TV landscape. The whole convention will not be stopped unless it's nuked. But the convention will continue and go through the ritual and routine that everybody is already bored with. They already know what's going to happen, and that'll be the TV body. But the chip body is objecting outside. The point is that people will not admit that they need the TV, the cancellation by the TV body of the very protest that's being videoed up on the chip landscape. If you actually spoke to their chemical body, those people doing that outside, they would say, no, I'm really angry, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to cause this, and I'm expressing myself. Their chemical body would say that. They would be being honest with you. But they do not realize the hypocrisy of how they're juggling the different bodies and the ecology of that whole situation.
Right.
So the that's why the soul today is tactile. It's the ability to translate yourself into the different bodies. That really keeps you sane, even though standards of literate sanity are not being met in the way our societies run, if you just look at it from the print standpoint. We're in a new, totally new situation, but caused by the new technology. So the simple principle of looking at how the new technology alters older technologies and you and the image of your soul and collective space, if you think about that, it's almost like a mantra. You can be a cult. You can treat what I'm saying as Bob cult, right? Mm-hmm. Cult thought.
Right.
Zombie thought. But I'm saying that's okay for your chemical body because it's so limited, your chemical brain. So you can have one thought and perceive that and see how you notice patterns as you think and repeat that thought in yourself. That's what I call the new yoga, the Paramita yoga. So we have to be in a state of constant attention, but it's not the attention people train for their chemical bodies or their astral bodies. It's the attention when you meet someone in the street that you're looking at four bodies. That's what you have to learn how to respond to or notice. And so when a pollster comes up to you and asks you whether you're for Hillary being put on the ballot, blah, 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 you tell them immediately the one thought that the chemical body can say that's accurate. You start dissertating on the four bodies. Pollster will hang up. But you will tell them actually what's going on. So if more and more people said what's actually going on, if they believe and accept what I'm saying, that would be a revolution. We would could not foresee the effects of that.
So this comes up to another question then. So the public, and on a small scale, if everybody's going to be monitored, there's no more privacy, there's no more...
Or the chemical body. Always talk in four terms. Well, those issues are just the issues for the chemical body.
Right. And that's going to continue on and on. And who's going to monitor the monitors?
The technology itself monitors it because it's always being invented by human subsets. I mean, you say there's going to be a new phone technology in 18 months. Well, there's a bunch of humans working up at Microsoft or Apple or someplace doing this, and that cannot be stopped. That's continuing to be grown.
Mm.
So state your question again. I'm not sure if I got it.
If you're going to have global surveillance, which we already have anyway, that means somebody's going to be making the rules, and who's going to monitor the monitors? The people doing the monitors.
There cannot be chemical body monitoring of the situation because the chip body and landscape, which is growing, has to be adjusted to. New technology of surveillance that Marty Kaiser used to put in are being made somewhere else, and they will be imposing their patterns, and everybody will immediately have to buy it. The chemical body's objections or worries about that are puny. So I don't think there's any issues. There's no issues for the chemical body other than staying alive. And you have to figure out how the other bodies and the perception of them are important for your understanding of your well-being and whether you're alive or whether you're going to survive.
So you should have a chemical identity and have a total opposite one in the digital environment. So that you can express what you really want in the digital environment, which could be fake, and then protect the one in the chemical environment, which is just going to be looked at 24/7 by everything all the time.
Right. Now, in the 60s, McLuhan said, if you're worried about losing your privacy and being surveilled, change your name. That's what he recommended 40 years ago, but that was back in a more innocent technological environment. Today, you don't just change your name. Bob Never would say, activate your chip body. Get a MySpace page. Change your name, too, but also it's more than just changing the name on your license plate. It's providing other media for yourself and interacting with them. So you have to do more than change your name.
What do you have to do?
You create many chip landscape identities, which would be different email names, different Gmail names, different websites. And so people, probably they're doing it. People are making MySpaces for different parts, for many people, all done by one person.
I already know that some people have. I already know an actress that's got like four different MySpace pages, all of which are like linked up to each other, all of which are portals for certain information and people to go to. And I emailed the person just to ask them, I said, because the little light on their MySpace page is already lit, so they're always, somebody's on there. One of the four is on there. One of the four is on there somewhere, while the other three, so there's this whole juggling act of four pages that this person has.
All with different profiles. It's not obvious it's the same person.
No, it's the same person, but the way they... what they're saying on their page is like, if you want to go get this, go to A, and if you want to go get this, go to C, and if you want to know this, go to B. And it's instead of doing it all on one page, they've separated it out in four pages, just so they got more, just because more pages to them is like, you know, instead of buying one lottery ticket, buy 20, you have better chances of whatever in their head.
Right, and but one outsider could go in and see it's the same person's four pages.
Right.
Yeah, well, and she needs to upgrade it and create a whole other business or other reality with a different kind of personality with four subsets if she wants. But I'm saying like a totally different person. You're talking about how she has ways of like a spider attracting flies four different ways to accidentally bump into her space or her benefit, right?
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
So the idea that change your name, that's so puny today. You need to change your chip body particulars. It's chemical elements, so to speak, even though it's not chemistry. It's silicon elements. You must change all. You must have many websites. You must have many people. You must become as many people as possible. It's what I'm saying.
What is that? Okay. And by doing so, what do you get? What is the individual who's the chemical body, which is doing these little keystrokes and putting it into the digital landscape, what are they benefiting from that?
They think, from the chemical body landscape, that they're beating the surveillance. Personally, I don't fight the surveillance. But if the person feels that they're being surveilled because their chemical body perception of reality and social space and that part of the soul does not want to feel invaded and surveilled, they're going to have to create many bodies, many people. Right?
Right.
That's only for
right.
those that have a problem with that. A large number of people don't have any problem with being surveilled.
Right. Right. That's because if they were surveilled and they knew that it happened to them, then they'd really care about it.
Right. Now, part of the technology... Oh, just a second. Part of the technology...
Bob?
Sorry. FedEx came
okay.
from my chemical body.
little technical interrupt there with FedEx. Perfect.
Yeah. Give me a clue what I was just saying. Just give me one word.
You were talking about the chip body and the divisions of a person having four different pages.
Yes, but the person you said that the person would not. I'm saying that the zombification of the chemical body accepts the surveillance. And then you said they would only find out, they would only object if they found out they were being surveyed.
Right.
No. They don't care that they're being surveyed. That's just the chemical body surveillance. They would object to their MySpace being hacked.
Well, they already do that. What I'm talking about is some guy that's having sex with his wife. That's surveillance, too. Then they care if that comes out.
Not when you look on the porn, the amateur porn sites. They all want to be on there. I agree, not everybody wants to be on there. But where is the when you've got millions of people putting their videos up there, where is the marking line? You know, where is the sense, oh, it's gone into the majority? We don't
right.
know how many people.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I got you now. Okay.
Yeah, we got 6 billion chemical bodies on the planet, but soon and a lot, say one-fifth of them have more than chemical bodies, actively have the internet chip body thing going. So we have more people on the planet than the chemical body tabulates. So what is the quantification? What is the standards of achievement? When have we reached overpopulation?
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to think this one through.
Yeah, now to balance, I'm going to bring in an ecological balancing aspect. The devastation, the confusion, the mess part of all these technologies chaotically interacting with chemical bodies that have no clue about what's going on,
right.
does create disasters. But it's our images and expression of how to respond to the disasters is inadequate.
Okay, all right. We're out of time. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. For those of you that need to think about this one a lot, I know I do, you can always go back. Thank your digital environment. You can go back and listen to this broadcast all over again. I know I'm going to have to discuss it. Okay, everybody, we'll be back tomorrow. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you shortly. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.